very serious, and in a way, it's more than the canary in the coal mine. This is a serious situation developing. We've had a constant decline, especially in rural areas, of school entrance, especially at primary level, which will feed into the secondary school. So it's not just the national school, it's the secondary school as well. And this means that we need to look at the population. It's not that the Irish population is going down, it's not. The actual population is going up. But simply the fact is, mainly rural, we're not producing the same number of children as we did before. Also, that's caused by the reality of people moving away, you know, moving to cities, moving to where jobs are. And I'm afraid we need to look at that. We need to look at our housing policy. We need to look at our childcare policy. And we need to make it a bit easier for people to have their families in rural areas.
There is also, there is a perception in Donegal, and I'm sure that's repeated elsewhere, that planning policy, as you say, mitigates against people building on land in their own families, building in their own area. And in many cases, people are being forced to move into bigger towns because they just can't get clearance to build on their own land in their own home rural area.
Yeah, the issue of housing and where we build it is a massive problem. And it's not even that. We need to look at how do we develop housing in the smaller villages? How do we develop in the smaller towns? Because really, in some cases, the one-off housing would not be enough to solve this problem. Because we need, as I said, small towns and villages could be great places for people to live, linked to a good internet service, linked to a good way of working from home. It would have the best of all possibilities for people, you know, schooling, clubs, sports clubs, all of that. So we don't seem to be building many houses in the smaller towns and villages. And I really would look at, I would ask a very serious look at that for a start. But it's not just that, it's childcare as well.
In terms of Ancomishume Planola, who have taken over from Onbord Planola, we've seen them established. We're seeing new planning regulations going through the Dáil. Will they make a positive contribution toward this? Will they mitigate against this? Where do you think the current government focus on planning actually stands?
Well, I would hope. I'll be honest with you, Donal, I'm not sure, because and the reason is simply we need a more efficient planning system. I'm not trying to stop people's right to object, but really we have to have a much more efficient system, a system built on common sense. The idea of not having a small housing estate in a small village with the facilities is simply not enough. People seem to be objecting all the time. But equally, it's just planning regulations, of course. It's the funding, it's the, you know, we spent a long time talking about the kind of third banking system. At least the credit unions have moved considerably forward in making available mortgages now. But we are talking about a complete review linked to employment, linked to childcare, linked to proper housing planning.
And finally, the bottom line is this is going to take a whole of government approach, isn't it? It's not going to be resolved by one department. It's not going to be resolved by one minister.
Absolutely. I mean, the Central Statistics Office predictions are this problem now is going to feed through the system over the next 10 to 15 years. So we're in real trouble of not just losing the national school, but losing the secondary school later on. So it's time to face up to some realities here, or else we really will have a declining rural countryside that will dwarf any such decline that we've had in previous times.